From Fayetteville, Georgia, Holly Stevens writes, "Driving home this evening, you captured my attention with the description of the two Illinois Senate candidates as campaigning in the style of the Lincoln-Douglas debates. I went to my Library of America volumes of Lincoln's writings, found the original debates, and after a heartbreakingly brief reading, realized my worst suspicions."
If the outdoor soundbite of these two Illinoisans remind you of the Lincoln-Douglas debates, then you would be inspired by my son's bathtub boats to do a report on his activities titled The Return of the Battleship.
And a postcard on our political coverage from Sidney Hollander of Baltimore. "Was David Malpass's pun intentional or otherwise when he referred this evening to the Republican election campaign being in the doldrums?"
Many of you wrote to correct our commentator, Marianne Jennings. From Steve Wing in Bettendorf, Iowa, "Before your commentator, who was grateful to Kellogg's and Nabisco for providing a post office box and toll-free number instead of a www.com, sends her thank you notes, she ought to visit www.kellogg's.com and www.nabisco.com. Both companies have websites."
Paula Rack of Wrangell, Alaska, is critical of our Teenage Diary series. She writes, "I've heard three or four shows and have been disappointed with every one. They seem to have little planning or editing. The shows range from mundane to obscene. I have completely no interest in what one's two-year-old sister is eating, early summer show, nor one's sex life, the last show. I realize that teenagers are not professional journalists, obviously, but you are. I would hope you would use your editing abilities to produce a piece of your usual excellent quality."
Suki Crandall of Basking Ridge, New Jersey, writes about our coverage of children disciplined for giving their classmates unwanted kisses. "The spate of busing boy bandits certainly shows how times have changed. When I was in the second grade, boys hated even the idea of kissing girls. It was fine, though, to push, kick, hit, or pinch us."
Peggy Quinlan of San Diego writes that she was disappointed that all four of our sixth-grade baseball commentators interviewed the day before the playoffs began were boys. "With many girls involved in most, if not all, competitive sports today, it would have been interesting to hear a girl's perspective on the playoffs."
Also, email from Bo Grice of Athens, Georgia. "During my commute home yesterday, I heard your story on the multitonal singers. I was intrigued. Traffic stopped, and I tried to imagine that I was at a wedding deep in rural Mongolia. In an attempt to complete my daydream, I opened my throat and pushed forward with my first ever attempt to sing two notes simultaneously. While lamenting my inability, I noticed the man in a convertible next to me was also testing his capability. His face was contorted, lips full, and an awful sound was coming out of his mouth. He looked at me, smiled, and said, 'I think I'm close.' He wasn't, but he was obviously enjoying your story. I enjoyed it, too."
Write to us at Letters, All Things Considered, National Public Radio, 635 Massachusetts Avenue Northwest, Washington, D.C. The zip code is 20001. Our email address is atc@npr.org. Please include a return address, a telephone number, and guidance on pronouncing your name.
Noi.